biting him.
So unfortunately, he couldn't daven now. He was bothering the Milosh Monet, so he can't daven. The guy's biting him. So he went to Mishamish to kill it.
Well, the Haber Rashi says, let's take it off.
What?
No, could be sometimes it did. Could be up through sometimes. I'm all not.
Sometimes life is daven.
Abaloi hoya misate. This not. If his talus fell off in the Milosh Monet, so he wouldn't put it back on again. Trashi abaloi hoya misate. In Nofla Talisa, Kishum Mispala, Hoya Noitlo Mistate, Shtela Hafsik. Not to be Mafsik in the Milush Monesri. It's interesting to know, though, when it's brought down, let's say somebody, Mamish, feels terribly, terribly embarrassed. His talus fell off the Milush Monesri, Mamish, he can't daven there, he feels terrible. He's allowed to pick it up and put it back. Those worries that you shouldn't be Mafsik in your Kavona. But if for you, Fakir, you're not going to have any Kavona if you're not wearing the talus, you feel very embarrassed, how about you allowed to pick it up? The reek of these things is to try and have as much Kavona as possible. Right, the kishum mefayik, and when you did yawn, for your maniach yod al santari, he just put his hand over his mouth, over his cheek. Al santar Rashi balash shalay tira psichas kishum. People shouldn't say it. The medayik he just says al santari, just put it on top of it. But some say you're not supposed to grab a hold of your chin like this. That's der gaiva. You should do that in Milosh Monet Esrei. Just let it put it over here, but not to grab a hold of your chin. Grabbing a hold of it is awesome. That's what Rebbe did in the Lush Monesri. Somebody davens a little bit loud, so you're like Mekati Amuna, you don't have any Amuna. Hashem can hear you. You think Hashem can hear you. You have to daven loud. So Drash raises Mekati Amuna. You're raising your voice because you think the Kosh Baruch can't hear you. Let's say someone mama screams very loud. I raised him in the Via Sheker. He called on the Via Sheker. Drashi, the Siva, he grew the Kur Godel. Says the Kur Godel, sees it through my Dragas. That's why we're supposed to dive in Palachash. We'll soon see about if you're home. What's the look of it? Migaihe, if somebody belches, or Mafayik, or somebody yawns, is I raised him in Gassi Ruach? It's a Gassi Ruach doing English one yesterday. It's not nice.
All right, turn over.
Some says Nikir is a Mista person. Somebody sneezes in the middle of davening. Simin Ramai. So who is a Shvan Rebbe? Rebbe did all these three things. It's terrible. So Mechuyir, it's not nice. It's Simin Ram. You make a fake yawn or you start belching Sam, that's also. That's called Migati Ruach. The Chorus sneezing, you can never make yourself sneeze. It's always anointed. Here it says the Simin Ra. So how come Rebbe sneezes in the middle of davening? And the Gemara, Misatis Amitash Namalakash, it's also not Shver. Kan Milmala, if you sneeze by your nose, that's alright. Kan Milmata, means Fakir, the wind came out on the bottom, that's not nice. Trashel Itish Itish Kasha, he ain't Itish Elo Yainsoy, he can only sneeze Yainsoy. There it says, where the Simin Ra, Lamatas Rashi Mefiach Bakil. Rashi likes to also, it's only a Simin Ra, if it comes out, I'm old, you make noise when it comes out. Mash, if it comes out on the bottom without noise, it'll be alright. I said, Mashiach brings it down, some say no, even without noise, also it's a Simin Ra. But Rashi says, Mash, it's only a Simin Ra, if it comes out on the bottom with noise. The Yomar Rab Zeru. For Milsa Ivloyeli Zeru Hamnuna, I heard over from Rav Ivloyeli, he told her, I get the shout from Rav Nuna. The Takinuli, and I liked it, Kikula Tamudoi. It was this sweet to me, like all my learning. Trashit Kili Kikula Tamudoi, Shekulu Alai, the Chaziva, Lefi Shoyi Rogla Satish. He liked what he heard over because he used to sneeze a lot. In the Milish Monester, I said, he liked what he heard over. Wat Hamisatish, but Filosoi, Simin Yopolo. You should know, if you sneeze in the middle of the evening, forget it's a good Simin. Why? Kishem Shoysele Nachas Ruach Milamato, Kach Oysele Nachas Ruach Milamala. Now when a person sneezes, he feels good, like his nose is stuffed up before him. You have to sneeze. And when you sneeze, it's a nachas ruach to you. So the simon that they're giving you nachas ruach in Lamata here, in this world, mashmi shmai mostly have nachas ruach from you. Shrashi, kishem shayit nachas ruach, shayitish nachas ruach liyodim. It makes you feel good when you sneeze. Kach loislo nachas ruach milmalo, minash shmayim lamala shalosim. So it's a good simon for you. So he likes this memory very good, just he used to sneeze a lot. So the Gemara, we're back to Lishchal, the Ela Roika, Roikasha, but spitting, the Chori Zichet, spitting Ritzainoi. And here it says, the Simin Ra, the Mechuy Radova, how did Rebbe do it? Now the Gemara, Roika, Roik, Namila Kasha, Evshek to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda. There's an Eitzah how to spit. For Yoimit Betzvilah. If somebody's in Milosh Mon Esrei, then his dam in Loi Reik, and he has to spit. Is Mavliya Betelisei. What's the Eitzah? Spit into your begging. That's Mutter. That's not called the Bizoyim to the Eibishter. That's Mutter. So if the Intalis, no, let's say you have a night jacket, you don't want to spit into your jacket, Mavliya Betelisei. In your scarf, it's not so choshev, do it into that. If I was done with it, didn't have handkerchiefs then. Strashi, Eshet Rav Yehuda, Le'avliyav Rafatsusai, Min Sudeh Sheberoshay, a scarf. Shnei Rosh and Tliyim Bepona. You have this Eitzim. Yeah. Ravina, Sadmar Hevi, Koi Achurid Ravashi. Ravina was once walking in the back of Ravashi. His Daman Le'roi, he had spit in his mouth, and he had to get rid of it, the Davin. Paskel Echurveho, he spit backwards. How come you spit backwards? Not nice. Like that's like spitting in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you should have done like Rabbi Yehuda. You should have spit into your begit, into your. They said in your begit doesn't mean the outside. That's not nice either. Inside the begit, he should have done. And the Gemara, Omalei Ano Anina Datoi. To me, I'm like an Easternist. To me, it bothers me very much. If I spit into my begit, or be mis on me, I also couldn't daven. I cannot come one of them. So mainly, he has the Eitzah to spit. But I call upon him when you spit, don't spit in front of you, because if the Eibush is in front of you, the answer is turn around and spit backwards. That's also not so good milk. Rashi. No. He spit backwards, so that's a little bit good. Right, the Hamashmiyah clearly bit the loss of raising Mekati Yamuda. If you dabish from an answer a little bit loud, you're missing Yamuda. Omer Rav Huna, Loishonu Vela Shayochu Lechavein Es Liboy Balachash. Son in the mouth, by davening low, you could also have Kavona. Avulen Yochu Lechavein Es Liboy Balachash, if you can't have Kavona, saying Shemun Esri low, then Avadim Es Mutter. You light a daven, that's not called Mechus Yamuna, Amona, because you're doing it to have more Kavona. So the more Avayt of Ahani Mila Biyochu, it's only if you're davening in your home, where you're not going to bother anybody else by you raising your voice. Well, the tzibur, but if you daven even tzibur, then even if you want to daven loud for kavono, still it's also. Why? Also the mitzvah tzibur, because you're going to be masked, you'll bother other people. You'll be masked then from davening. So you're not allowed to share somebody else with kedai for you, not to have so much kavono and not share somebody else. So that's what the loch is brought down, Mashenken and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Since then, everybody uses a machzer, so you're not going to be much with somebody else. So there you are, a lot of daven, a little bit little louder voice on Lashona. But here, Mikra didn't, and Sarah Gemara didn't have a siddur. So Tzvila, everybody used to daven about there. So if you'd be saying a little bit loud, you'll stare at Yechazah. Hashem said, Lashona and Kippur, everybody uses a machzer, then it's mutter daven a little bit louder, but you don't stare at somebody else. But I heard over at the Mashkiah said, you know, Chatzko, from the Ponovich itself, said over that Tavadi shouldn't daven then even too loud. Like before, you have to have worry about the chavra. You know, I think it's a sign that bothers other people. If you daven too loud, it's going to bother somebody else. Not
today. I also
said,
you know, shouldn't
kippin, shouldn't feel bad. Too loud. Right. Rav Abba Hevi Koi Mishtamit Minei Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba used to like dodge Rav Yehuda. He always would sneak away. He didn't want to meet up with Rav Yehuda. That the Kaboy of the Mesek Lar of Yisrael, Shababa in the meantime was living in Bovel. And he wanted to go from Bovel to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that Yehuda Sheik is also to go from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he always dodged Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, he didn't want to see him. Why the Yom Rav Yehuda, Kolo Ola mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael, over the Yesen. If you move from Bovel or travel from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, you're over in Yisrael. Shinema Bovela Yuvo, you come into Bovel, Vishome Yi Yuad Yom Popti. You have to stay in Bovel until the Kamashiach, until the Amish will take us out of there. So the Nisra say to go out of Bovel. So Omar, so Rababa didn't want to go, meet up with Rav Yehuda. Halacha is not brought down. Mashmida Choylik on Rav Yehuda. So I say, even Rababa held with Mutter, but he didn't want to have sorrows from Rav Yehuda, so he stood away from Rav Yehuda.
How do you have an Nisra say from the Rav Yehuda?
Segilu. There's Halacha that says it's not brought down there. We don't know what this. Rashi Mishtamit Minei, for Hoya Nirei Lov, Lefishoya Rebbe Abba Chofet Dalet Lev Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Oiseloi, the Vigil Hoya Nichnas of Esa Menj, he didn't go to Esa Menj to see him, he's like, he's afraid of him. He didn't want to get bulled out from him. It's what he do. Ozal, Ezel, Omar, Ezel, Yeshma Minei, Nilsa, Bidei Vada. I won't go in. Rashi Esa Menj, he'll stand outside like and listen to the Shia. I'll go right out. I'll stand out, then I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael. Also, he went Asher Latana Dikatoni Kamed Reb Yehuda. Here, Latana saying from Reb Yehuda. For Yoim made Betzvila. Somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei. When it's Atish, and he has to fast, he has sneezing. He had before two types, Lamal and Lamata. Here, for Shemim Lamata. If on the bottom, you have to have wind come out, is Mamkin Ad Sheyich Lehoruach. If wind did come out, as you let out some air, because you have to wait, Ad Sheyich Lehoruach, so the air goes away. For Chayzim Espal, then you go back to davening. Shashiv Nitatish Mumato, Ashiyich Leruach means, Migufoi Shenoidev Meyoser Ruach. Means the smell went away. You have to wait till the smell goes away. Then the Chaytel Tzvila, Lomokim Shapot. You go back to exactly where you're holding, just while the smell is there, you shouldn't dab it. He could be Amri, for Yoimit Betzvila. Not that it came out already, but he was in the middle of davening, Ubikish Lesatish. And he had to let wind come out. Allah about letting it out, Metzchila, you're not supposed to let it out when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. And even though you have to hold it back, or there's no Bata Shaksu on this, there's only an Issa Bata Shaksu holding back Meiraglayim or Tsoye Gedolim. Mashenka, from wind, there's no Issa. So Metzchila, if you could hold yourself in, you're supposed to hold yourself in to let the Shmoneh Esrei. But here was a matzav where he could hold himself in, he knew it's going to come. Or Vikas Lesatish, is Allah Marfik Liachur of Dal Damas. He's supposed to, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, walk away Dal Damas. Or Mesatish, and there let the wind come out. Or Mamta Machir, the roof, then wait till the snow goes away. Then the Chayz Mesal will walk back again to your place and continue with davening. The Yomer, and after you walk back to your mokum, before you start davening, you say the Tzvila, the Vayne Shlulam, you tzatonu nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. Goli bedula fenechach, epaseinu, chimaseinu, techayinu, vechriseinu, rima, vetaleyam. He says this Pakosh, because it's Gvaltik, it's Bushan, Klima, to do this. Then Umasku the Mokum Shapotah. He starts again the Mokum Shapotah. Omalei, Iloi Bosei, Lishmoye, Dabeze, Daya. If he only came for this, to hear this, it's a good Zah. Might as well be no fear of this either. To walk away Dal Damas. So Matkhila Vadri Eitzu is to hold it in till after Shmoneh Esrei. But Lo Yitzu, you can't, it has to come out. That depends. If you're wearing Tfilin, there's another Issa. To be Mafiach when you're wearing Tfilin. So one Eitzu is then, you're supposed to move this film off the Makaymai. So as if you're not wearing it. And let the wind come out, and wait until the snow goes away, and then you can continue davening. Rashi v'yomer, this matzah is v'ha gemara, such a big cherpa, busha to do this, he said, v'teich ha-tzvimo, v'omar sekes v'yomed is kvar, ha-yidei ha-ruach, v'fika v'yokul ha-astik nami, v'loyme ha-dodah zeh v'yemsa. Since he had to stop anyway, so the smell goes away, his lara said, it's makosh. Right. Ten rabon, v'yoshim v'talisoi, he was sleeping in the bed, and it was said that most day was still, they didn't have pajamas, they used to sleep undressed. He can't even stick his head out of the pillow, out of the blanket. The lay has pillows, very cold, no steam. And he wants to say Krishna. So Hura calls him on, you're under the blanket, it's called Liba Royas Erva. Or else not only Liba, but your own eyes like you see Erva. Like your Erva is called uncovered then. Hey, since you're in the same Makkum where your Erva is, even though you can't see it, that's called the Erva is uncovered. How can you say Krishma? The Eitzah Chaitzis B'talitzai Al Tzavoroi B'Kirei Krishma. Like press down that the blanket should be tight around your Tzavor, that's called a Hefstik. So as if now your eyes can't see Erva anymore, that's Mutta. The Eitzah, some say Aliboy. You have to press down right below your heart. So to make as if your heart, your legs can't see the Erva. The more of a Tanakam, what is he old? You're just pressing down by your neck, but your heart and your erva is the same makam. It's a mush like your lave could see the erva. So kisava that kind of holds liba royas erva muti. You know, there's no issue like that. The law we hold is supposed to do liba. An Indian that your lave should not see your erva. That's why if a man would be wearing a dress like he wouldn't be allowed to say Krishna. Because his erva and his lave is seeing his erva. He has to wear underpants till then already it's alright. I mean, you have something to be mastered, something on your body that's a division between your lave and your erva. So if you're not going to just wearing underpants, you would be allowed to say Krishna. Because something is covering up your erva and your lave can't see it. They will soon see in the bottom. But in this bathing suit, you're allowed to say Krishna. Father Rabbi. You walk in the street where there was soya, there was dirt waste in the street. Is the lacha meniach yodah pid? He holds. You're allowed to just put your hand over your mouth for Kareya Krishma. He holds his mutter say Krishma there. It's not called like a basic. He say it's mutter. This means you put your hand over your mouth. Some said just means to say it very low, as if like to try and cover it up. Omalei Rav Chisda, but a lovely old Navai says, Olakim, if a master Rav Yechim Nepumi, I feel Rav Yechim told me this from his own mouth, let's assume that I would listen to him. And he could be angry, Omar Rabba Baba Chon, Omar Mishuva Levi. For you may have a woman voice something office. Somebody's walking through the street that has Soya Odom there. His Maniach Yoda Yapiv, he's allowed to just put his hand over his mouth, but create Krishna. You're allowed to say Krishna. Omle Rav Chisda Olakim, no, like made a shua like, in a martyr league, Rav Yishuv and Levi, if Pumeh, if he himself would tell it to me, my Tzachinu, I wouldn't listen to it. Because he holds it also, that if it's in the streets, we have Tzoyas Odom, that's called, like in the basic keys, it's often to say, Dovah Shabbat Dusha there. But the Amor Miyo, Amor Rav Huna, Hochi, Rav Huna, say like this, the Amor Rav Huna, Talmud Chochom, Osa Loi La'amod, B'mokah Matanufas. As if Rav Huna say, you will either say Krishma walking through the streets to have Tzoyam, I Rav Huna himself said, but Talmud Chochom is also to stand in a mokum that has Tanufa, that has Tzoyah there. Why? But Vishyesh Lalamad Vali Hirur Torah. But Talmud Chochom, the Mal is always learning. And you're not allowed to learn in front of Tzoyah. So you can't stand in a mokum Tanufa because you can't learn there. So Chutz Aspira had Rav Huna say, you're allowed to say Krishma walking through this Mavoyis. You're walking through a mokum Tanuf. And the Merle Kasha. If you're walking through the streets, that's where he's mati you. Like it's not really cold, you're staying in front of the tzoya, you're just passing by. But Shankin standing there, that's awesome. We'll soon see we pass them both as awesome. But the more miyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi, Rama Rabba Babachona, Omer Rabbi Yechonim, the whole Moka Muta Lahara Badivre Torah. Every place you walk in the streets, you're allowed to think and learning. Chutz, Mibes Tamerchas. That was a place where take showers, a schwitz there, was very zuma, very mis there. With a base akise, and a base akise. So well, what's the issue of the base akise? Got this soya there. So you're also going through mokim to mokim. It has soya there, it's like the base akise. So how could you say you're allowed to learn Torah there? Dichitei mohochi nami. That is a chilek. Kam bo'ime, kam b'mahalech. That where is it? Osir, only if you're standing. But if you're walking through it, you're allowed to say divrei Torah. But in Moraini, that's not true. For abavua. Heavy Kaozel Basad Rav Yechonin. Rav Avuhu was going and passing by Rav Yechonin. Heavy Kokori Krishma. And Rav Avuhu was saying Krishma. Ki Motav and Mavuya Samtanophis, when he came to this place that had Soya there on the streets, Ishtik, he stopped saying Krishma. Even though he was walking, still he stopped saying it. Omar Rav Yechonin. So he waited till he passed through these streets that had the Tzoya, and when he got finished with these streets, then he came back, he wanted to start saying Krishna again. So yes, Rabbi Yechon, Hechon Hadar, where should I start? Do I have to start over again Krishna, or do I just go back to where I stopped saying? Rabbi Yechon answered back, if you waited, it took you so long to pass through this Makamah voice, that it, to finish the Krishna, that's called the big Hefsing, and you have to start over again Krishna. So here you see, even though he was walking through the streets, still he held it was awesome. And the Mahokit called Malay, here's what Rabbi Yechonin answered back. Lindy Dijner Bavu, if you'd ask me, my sheeter is, Leithrili. I hold that when you're walking through the streets, even though they saw you there, you're allowed to say Krishna. Over the dog, but according to you, this Svirloch that you hold, it's also to say Krishna even though you're walking through the streets. So if you hold it's also, so you stop saying Krishna and you wait until you pass by the streets. Now, what's the luck when you continue, when you come back to normal place, you want to continue? In Shoyes, they lick Meskud, if you waited in between. This man to say the whole Kriya Shema, Chayz Lerush, you have to start over again. Tani Mar, Tani Kavos Rav Huna, being right to Rav Huna, that's Taka Osa. Tani Kavos Rav Chizda, Tani Kavos Rav Huna. Hamalach Mavoyas, Hamatanof Voyas, if you walk through Meniach Yodo Yapiv, be Yikra Kriya Shema, he holds your latter say Kriya Shema. Tani Kavos Rav Chizda, that's Osa, that's how we pass him, so you Mahalach Mavoyas, Hamatanof Voyas, you're walking through the streets that you know has Soya there, lo yikra Krishma. You now want to say Krishma. V'lo yoy, el nishim hoya kareya, if you are saying Krishma, ubo, poisik. You have to stop saying Krishma. Even if it's the middle, you can't finish, you have to stop. So if the loy poisik might, what about if somebody doesn't stop saying, continue saying, amramesha ba'av red, ibshub and levi, olavakos avayner, v'gamani nasati lehem, chukim v'etevim mishpatim v'yichyu behem. He's doing that because he won't live because of this. The Basi Yoma, Hoi Moishe, the Ovain, the Chavli Ashok, it's like wasting his time, he's saying Krishna in a mockery, not supposed to be wasting his time. The Bad Barab, Oma Mihoko, Kidvar Hashem Bozer, he's Mavaza, Arakonish Borko. The Imposik Maskor Mashain, if you don't say Krishna then, what Yisrael, or Ravua, over Kosovo, and there, Vudov Razet, a Rikhu Yomin. If he's like to have a Rikhus Yomin. And that's what we passed. And then in front of Tzoya, you're not allowed to say Krishna. We'll soon see. We'll get to that. We'll soon see Mashenka. If it's Tzoya's Kolovim, that doesn't have a dinerva. Tzoya's Kolovim, you're allowed to say Krishna in front. So when you walk through the streets here, and you just have the dogs, that doesn't have a shame with Tzoya. Unless it smells bad. But normally, if they say usually doesn't smell bad, it doesn't have a shame Tzoya, you'll be allowed to. What's also is only Tzoya's Odom. That smells very bad. That has a shame Tzoya. That's an Issa Midiraisa to say a Domesh Abudush in front of it. You're like wearing a bathing suit. You only had a talus around your thighs. Is mutlik was Krishna. Is a via ever is covered up, you're allowed to say Krishna. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hoysa Talisa shall beged vishalor vishalsak, any type of a beged, chagura Muslim, just around your thigh and just covering up yerba, mutlik was Krishna. Even though your lave is uncovered, you're allowed to say Krishna. Avulat Svila. Then at Shechas Libah.